Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go. Hello, my friend. Happy Monday. Happy freaking Monday. Listen, I am going to jump right into it today because I am finding myself in a season of overwhelm, and maybe you are too. I am feeling overwhelmed with a lot of change going on recently. A lot of things specifically changing in my work and expectations of me and work hours and length of time and all that jazz. But I'm really feeling that stage of overwhelm kind of get the best of me and affect my relationships, affect the people around me. And so now I am holding myself accountable and also holding you accountable to the way that we interact with overwhelm and how we manage it. So that's today's episode for you. The overwhelmed brain, how the hell do we manage it? How do we navigate it as gracefully as possible? And here's the thing, I firmly believe that this overwhelm, this feeling of being overwhelmed, is really made up of three different components. Okay, we have one, the demands, two, our capacity, and three, our perception. Okay, so first of all, these demands, these things that we think are causing us to be overwhelmed, like deadlines, to-do lists, expectations, new job responsibilities, time management, right? All of these demands that are being put on us to be able to manage what we're going through, to be able to juggle all of those things. I can guarantee that the first thing you think of when you think of overwhelm is all of the things that have to get done or all of the things that need to be accomplished, right? So first of all, the demands that are being put on us, component number one when it comes to overwhelm. But there's this second piece, right? This capacity idea, our ability to get things done and cope with the pressure. Because that's really what changes things, right? Maybe you have a shit ton to do on your to-do list. That's fine and all, but as long as you have the capacity to do it, you're probably okay, right? So this second component is really what adds to it all, right? Our ability to get things done and cope with the pressure of getting things done. So it's not just completing the tasks. It's the ability to cope with the pressure that comes along with that long-ass list of things that need to be completed. And the third component is what I honestly find to be the most interesting. Okay, classic therapist in me, right? This third component of our perception. When we believe that we have the resources, we have the ability, we have the tools to cope with a certain situation. When we have that perception, the brain triggers this specific set of stress reactions, fueled primarily by adrenaline, right? So our adrenaline's going. That's when we really feel that overwhelm start to heighten because we have the perception, we have the idea that we are supposed to be able to handle this, that we should somehow have the tools, have the resources, have the skills to be able to cope with that particular situation. I don't know about you, but I can guarantee that my perception of my own capacity is distorted, completely distorted. The ideas that I have, the expectations that I have of what I should be able to handle are really what end up screwing me over. So it's when these three things come together in a very unhelpful way that we get this overwhelming feeling of overwhelm, right? How meta. Overwhelming feeling of overwhelm that is really difficult to manage. it's crippling sometimes. I don't know about you, but I find myself in a situation where I'm so overwhelmed that I don't even know the next step to take, where I don't even know the next thing to do, and my brain really just feels fuzzy, and I feel like I'm at a standstill because I don't even know what the next step is. I don't even know how I'm going to conquer it all. And I get to a point where I'm like, I don't even know what to do next. I don't even know what happens now, right? When those three things come together, these demands that either the world is putting on us, that we are putting on ourselves, our capacity to cope and manage those things, and our perception of how we should be managing those things. When all three of those come together, we find ourselves in this super overwhelmed state. And at that time, our brain is doing 5 million different things. Okay, so we know by now, if you've been listening to the Kind Mind Project for a while, you know that sometimes I get a little sciencey on you. Here's a moment where I may do that. Okay, so in a moment of overwhelm, our logic and problem-solving piece of our brain is offline, completely offline, not able to be accessed. It doesn't matter if you restart your freaking router, it's not coming back online for a minute, okay? Because that overwhelm is getting in the way of the logical problem-solving side of our brain that could be useful in a time like this, right? We can't access it. We can't get to it because we are so stinking stuck in our feelings type brain, that feelings part of us that is trying to make connections and problem solve, but isn't able to do it. That piece of our brain is offline. So how the hell do we get it back online so it can be used again? How can I re-access that logic and problem-solving side of my brain so I can actually get somewhere, so I can actually combat the overwhelm that I am experiencing? So how can we start to disrupt that a little bit, that cycle of overwhelm I'm sure that you've found yourself in before? One thing leads to another, and we are spiraling in overwhelm land, right? So I have a couple of ideas for you. Some that may spark your fancy, right? Some that might not necessarily. So really, this is some trial and error. This is some trial and error that you're going to have to figure out for yourself what's helpful for you, what's not helpful for you. First of all, we are going to get really freaking basic, okay? And we are going to go to the basic breathing techniques that are scientifically proven. This is science here, dude. I'm not feeding you bullshit. This is science here that is going to be able to regulate our breathing and therefore regulate our body so our brain can say, hey, I'm cool enough to be able to problem solve now. So the sense of overwhelm often comes from feeling super out of control, right? So the best thing to do to shift our focus is something that we can control. Right? First thing we can control, the breath we take in and the breath we put out. It's in our control, the most basic thing that is in your control. So we can try a couple of different things. I'll give you two. Okay? First, we can try something like a rhythmic pattern. So maybe we decide to breathe in for 5 seconds and breathe out for 6 to 7 seconds. The goal here, if we're trying to get sciencey, is that our breath in is shorter than our breath out. So as long as your breath out is longer than your breath in, you are slowly regulating your body and getting your brain more ready to turn that logic and problem-solving piece back on. That's when your router in your brain is able to say, yep, you know, I'm slowly being better able to problem solve again. I'm slowly being better able to turn that logic mind on again. I've also found that some people really hate counting this breathing in and out. It feels very wooey to them, right? So maybe we decide that we are going to use words instead, and we're going to repeat to ourselves something like, let in and let out. Now, if you are a yoga-minded person, this is probably not new to you, right? We're going to decide. You have the control. This is us taking control, right? In a moment of overwhelm, we need to regain some control. So we're going to decide what we breathe in and what we let out. So what we are letting into our body, what we're letting out of our body. And that's a very mindfulness-based way to take it. But it's something that I've also used a lot, right? When it comes to regaining control, I think that can be huge. So first and foremost, some kind of a breathing technique, that needs to be our focus. That needs to be our focus. This feeling of being out of control, the best thing we can do is shift our focus to something that we can control. And the first thing I always go to is my breath. This next technique is one that I think personally is really difficult to start with. So I really encourage you, as much as you can, start with your breath and then go here. But this is also something that I can imagine will be incredibly impactful for anyone that gives it a fair shot. Okay, so these perceived threats that we have, aka the sources of our overwhelm, really limit our ability to use all of our cognitive capacities, right? We already know that our logic and problem-solving mind is not really accessible when we're in this kind of a state. So that means other things like our ability to be creative and collaborate is not accessible either. So we need something that is able to break the overwhelm cycle. For this, I would say let's try something like gratitude. Let's try something like any kind of positive replacement thought that we can use. Think about someone you appreciate or a situation that's going well in your life, something that you look forward to or a good memory that you have. When you're stuck in an overwhelmed state, you know that your thoughts don't sound like that. I know that my thoughts don't sound like that. I know that I am thinking about the next thing that needs to get done and the next problem that needs to be solved and the next thing that needs to be checked off the list. But in order to break that overwhelm cycle, that thought spiral that we're experiencing, we need to think about the opposite. We need to give it a clean break. So think about someone that you are grateful for, that you appreciate, or a situation that is going well, something that has already happened, some evidence that you can pull from that you're doing okay, right? This overwhelm convinces you that everything's going wrong, that nothing's going to get done, but we need to pull on some evidence that things have gone right and things have gotten done, okay? So this is sort of creating some positive emotion to disrupt that overwhelm state. We also need to get really strategic with our distractions. If we are not able to take action in a way that's helpful, if we're not able to take action in a way that's going to be productive for managing the overwhelm itself, we can take our attention somewhere else to rest. We can take our attention somewhere else to recharge ourselves so that we can come back with a clear mind, with an energized and able brain. And we can do the simplest of things in order to do that. I'm the kind of person where I get extremely overwhelmed and I decide to watch some funny, ridiculous videos. Or I call my mom and talk about nothing for a little while. Or I listen to some music that I haven't listened to in a minute. Or I get up and I go get a snack. Or I go for a walk. Or I go play with my dog, right? The simplest of things to be able to distract our brain so it can rest for a second. And then come back to the task at hand. To be honest, friend, I can't tell you how many times I've done that when creating this podcast for you. I've had to step away from this computer and take off this headset of mine and go take my husky for a walk, right? Or put the overwhelm down for a minute so that my brain can rest and I can give you as authentically as I would want to. So I can give to you as authentically as I would want to. Because we know when we're in an overwhelmed state, it doesn't matter what it's about, it doesn't matter the magnitude, it doesn't matter the exact thoughts, none of that matters. What really matters is that our brain is not capable of making helpful action or helpful decisions in that moment. So we need to distract it for a second so it can rest and come back with a logical course of action. The next thing we can do is really focus on a new perspective, right? If you are in a position to where you feel like you can challenge some of the overwhelm you have going on, let's try and use some different words that'll leave us feeling challenged instead of threatened, right? Those are two very different things, very, very different things. So if we're thinking things like, I'm so overwhelmed right now, maybe instead we challenge ourselves to say, I feel challenged by this situation. I don't know you, but that brings my grit out a little bit. I feel challenged by this situation, but also kind of watch me tackle it, right? Instead of thinking, I'm so stressed, maybe instead we decide to say, this is a tough phase, but it's going to pass. It's going to pass. Nothing lasts forever, right? So I challenge you to focus on a new perspective. I challenge you to see it as a challenge instead of as a threat. Instead of thinking, I'm so busy, maybe we're able to tame those thoughts a little bit and say, you know what? I have a lot going on right now. That's a fact. I have a lot going on right now. Yeah. And last but not least, when we feel like we're ready to go again, when we feel like we are ready to do something, research shows, again, I'm going to get science-y on you here for a brief second, research shows that taking any sort of action, no matter how freaking small it is, gives us a sense of accomplishment. No matter how small the step is, your brain is able to say, okay, wait, I chipped away at that overwhelmed. It triggers the release of dopamine, which helps us feel better. Dopamine's good. We want all the dopamine. It helps us feel better and it helps us create habits. So I'm going to give you three tips here. First of all, I want you to download it. Download it. What do I mean? I want you to put it all down. I want you to write down everything on your mind related to the task and the timing, and I want you to categorize it. Put it all down on paper. Do kind of a brain dump, okay, of all the things that are overwhelming you. Download it on paper. And then I want you to divide it. Organize these items based on priority and based on possibility. Right? Okay, so we kind of have to decide what's the priority and what's possible to chip away at right now. There are going to be some things that won't be able to be completed right now when it comes to our overwhelm. And then third, I want you to do it. I want you to pick some small task and take some action. Of course, this is meant to be a teeny tiny little task, something that can give us a sense of accomplishment, that can give us that dopamine that we need to create the momentum of motivation, right? If you've listened to our episode on motivation, you know motivation doesn't just come pouring out of our butt, right? It comes from somewhere. It comes from that sense of accomplishment. It comes from that sense of achievement or being proud of a previous experience because we have evidence to back it up. So to feel motivated to combat our overwhelm, we need some evidence that we can chip away at it. And of course, that's going to take some of those techniques I mentioned earlier before we can get to quote unquote starting somewhere. Right? We need to do some breathing. We need to create some positive emotions to combat the negative ones we have going on. Maybe we need to be really strategic about the distractions that we use or try and focus on a new perspective before we can actually start somewhere. But really, the golden key to all of this, I truly think, is starting with a teeny tiny small task when we're able to, when we're ready. Right? Look, this is something that I am doing in real time right now. Absolutely in real time as I navigate my own season of overwhelm and change and busyness and craziness, it feels like over here. If you clicked play on this episode, it tells me that either recently or currently you were feeling that sense of overwhelm too. So I want to let you know, first of all, this feeling of overwhelm is normal. It's 100% normal. It's something that we all experience, right? But it's also not something that we have to just sit with and give in to. Okay, so I'm going to make my promise to not just give in to the overwhelm and let it overtake me. But I also hope that you do the same. I hope that you do the same and that you give yourself some strategic skills to be able to combat it and use it, right? So I'm going to go slap on a new perspective. Okay, I'm going to go work on slapping on that new perspective. And I hope that you're able to do the same because I love you. This overwhelm is not sticking around forever. But go combat it. Go manage it in a healthy way. Okay? I love you, Home Fry. I will see you very soon. Dude, thank you so much for including the kind mind and this freaking weirdo in your growth journey. If you connected with today's episode, I would love to hear about it. So slide on over into my Instagram DMs at Emily and the kind mind and let a girl know. Okay, but until then, I will talk to you very soon. I love you so much, and you stay kind to that freaking mind.